You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I would like to see a testimony of brothers and sisters serving. Of course, we see the tremendous need in the church. So we ask God to help us to serve to the end. And not only can we hold fast in our service, but also to hold fast to our faith.
最近有一本书对我有很深的影响, 是 John Stott 所写的 Between Two Worlds, 在两个世界之间。
Recently, I've been tremendously impressed by the book written by John Stott, Between Two Worlds.
这本书是特别帮助我们这些传道人怎么样能够学习在讲道这件事情上面能够有更多的进步。
This book aims to help preachers improve their sermons.
他在这本书上提到一件事情。
And in the book, he mentioned one thing.
他提到有一对兄弟在一个基督教的家庭里面长大。
He mentioned how two brothers grew up in a Christian family.
当他们进大学的时候，一个进牛津大学，一个进爱丁堡大学，我们听就知道他们在英国长大的这一个家庭。
This family was in England. As they grew up, the two brothers, one entered Oxford and the other went to Edinburgh.
当他们进了大学以后，两个人都离开了他们的信仰。
But as they were going through their university days, they left their faith.
我不知道是哪一个孩子是变了无神论者，但一个变成无神论者，一个变成不可知论者。
I don't know exactly who turned to what, but one became an agnostic and one became an atheist.
那么当 John Stott 有一次有机会跟他们谈的时候，
And one time John Stott had this opportunity to talk to them.
这一对兄弟跟 John Stott 说了这样一句话。
These two brothers mentioned this following statement.
他说我们所想要知道的不在乎这个基督教的信仰是不是真实。
So what we need to know does not depend on whether Christianity is true.
他说我们想要知道的就是说到底基督教对今天的时代的意义是什么。
But we want to know what is the meaning of Christianity for the world today.
就在这样的一个比方里面，我们看见他这一本书的主题的背景。
You can see how he chose his theme of the book from this conversation.
你们所讲的这个基督教的信仰,
the Christian faith that you mentioned,
是一个世界的事情。
It's according to one worldview.
今天我们所活的世界是另外一件事情。
And yet the world that we live in seemingly is a totally different world.
今天你们所信仰的这个真理跟我们今天这个社会和今天这个时代到底有什么关系，是我们所关心的事情。
What is the relationship between the Christian worldview that you mentioned and the world that we actually live in?
因为我们看见这两个世界彼此之间没有来往。
Because seemingly there's no to and fro from these two worlds.
你们这些传道的人，你们这些基督教的传道人在教会里面讲了一套好像很美的一些道理。
Yes, when you preach in the church, you preach a very beautiful sermon.
但是跟我们没有关系。
But seemingly it has no effect.
对这样一个基督教长大的，基督教家庭长大的年轻人来说，
And for these young people growing up in a Christian family,
在他们的信仰上不能坚持到底。
And in their faith, they cannot hold fast.
当然我们从这样一个例子，我们不能怪他们。
Of course, we cannot just blame them.
我们要常常在主的面前检讨我们在主面前的侍奉，我们在主面前所摆上的一些所谓的message信息。
We have to examine our lives and see what kind of messages we bring.
所以在这一年的时间里面，我有一个很强烈的一个负担。
So in this past year, I've had this strong burden.
我们讲到忠心，不只是单单讲到侍奉上面的忠心。
When we say faithful, it does not limit itself to service.
我们讲到忠心也是提到信仰上面的忠心。
We mentioned how faithfulness is also to the faith.
上个礼拜我用摩西的见证跟我们一同想到这一方面的事。
Last week I shared with you from the example of Moses.
上个礼拜因为时间的关系，我没有办法把它讲完。
But because of the limitation of time, I could not speak fully.
今天早上我希望再一次让弟兄姊妹回到圣经里面看摩西的见证，帮助我们怎么 在侍奉上也在信仰上能够做一个忠心的人。
So to complete that message, I'd like to bring you into the Bible again today and look into the example of Moses.
全本圣经里面也只有摩西这个人是被称为忠心的仆人。
And in fact, in the whole of the Bible, only Moses was called the faithful servant.
而且他被称为忠心的仆人是神称呼他的，不是他自封的或者别人对他的评估。
And this was a commendation given to him by God himself.
在民数记十二章第七节很清楚，神公开的做见证说，在神的仆人摩西身上，他是在全家敬忠的一位。
It was in the book of Numbers when God declared that Moses was a faithful servant.
忠心，当我们一想到这个词的时候，我们就想到的是一段的时间，不是一条，不是一段时间上面的一点。
When we talk about faithfulness, we understand now this is not a faithful in a point of time, but for a long time.
从点我们没有办法看到忠心，只有从线才能够看到忠心。
We have to look at faithfulness from a line rather than a point.
其实我们今天讲忠心，不只是神在今天他的儿女当中所寻找的一个美德，今天在世界上很多的地方也在寻找这样的一个 loyalty， 这样一个忠心。
In actuality, faithfulness is not the virtue that only the church looks for. The secular organizations also look for loyalty.
当一个公司、一个机构它要成功的时候，它要找一些有忠心的职员来跟它一起工作。
For a corporation to be successful, they need employees who are loyal or faithful.
今天在家庭夫妇的关系上也是一样，彼此寻找对方的忠心。
Within a family, the spouses have to look for faithfulness in each other.
所以当我们讲到忠心的时候，是讲一条线，而不是讲一个点。
So faithfulness is not limited to one point.
忠心不是看你现在做的怎么样，忠心乃是看你一段的时间做的怎么样。
It's not looking at your actions for a particular point of time, but a particular passage of time.
摩西给我们看见就是一生的见证。
And the life of Moses was a testimony.
但是我们知道摩西并不是在他一生的过程当中就是保持一个非常高昂的一个忠心的见证。
But of course we understand and know that Moses' whole life was not a beautiful testimony.
但是我们看见在出埃及记第三章第四章看见他在那个地方奠定了他忠心的基础。
But in Exodus chapters 3 and 4, we see how he decided on a life of faithfulness.
摩西从出埃及记第四章十八节以后
From Exodus 4, verse 18 onwards,
他开始侍奉主
He started to serve God.
四十年的时间
For 40 years.
他带着六十万的没有主职的乌合之众从埃及要进到迦南美地。
He led 600,000 people out of Egypt.
我们看见他所走的路是坎坷的路。
The road that he chose was a difficult one.
他的工作是艰苦的工作。
It was a frustrating work.
他常常到了一个地步，众叛亲离的地步。
Many times people rebelled against him.
但是我们看见摩西在那最后的四十年能够支撑到底。
But for these 40 years, he was holding fast to the end.
跟我们这两个礼拜看的圣经有直接而密切的关系。
And this has tremendous relation to what we are trying to say.
上个礼拜我们已经看过，好不好？请弟兄姊妹再翻到出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn back now to Exodus chapter 3.
从创世纪第三章十一节开始，一直到第四章十七节。我们看到摩西跟神之间有一段讨价还价的经验。
From verse 11 of the third chapter to verse 17 of the fourth chapter, we see how Moses bargained with God.
上个礼拜我已经在这里提过，今天人与神之间的关系常常有这样讨价还价的经验。
And last week I shared with you how human beings today often bargain with God.
不管你是基督徒，不管你是慕道的人。
This does not limit itself to Christians only, also non-Christians.
当我们认识神的时候
when we want to know God,
当我们知道神的存在的时候
when we know of His existence,
在神与我之间，我们就开始一段的心路历程。
We start this journey in knowing Him.
这个心路历程就是与神常常是讨价还价。
And throughout this journey, we often bargain with God.
我们感谢我们的神，我们的神不只是爱，而且他是忍耐的神。
We praise God that not only is He a God of love, but also a God of patience.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里说过，我愿意再说，只有你跟神躲迷藏，神不会跟我们躲迷藏。
I have mentioned this again and again. Only we play hide and seek with God, but not the other way around.
只有人跟神开玩笑，从来神不跟人开玩笑。
It's only us who play jokes on God, but not the other way around.
我不知道你今天是在一个什么样的状况的当中。
I do not know what situation you are in.
你与神之间是不是正在进行一段的交涉？
Are you trying to bargain with God right now?
当你跟神有这样的交涉的时候，请问你是不是好像摩西在这里与神有一个讨价还价的一个经历？
Are you doing this just like Moses?
外表看好像在讨价还价。
Superficially, this seems like a bargaining.
实质上，神在这里很忍耐的在雕琢他要用的器皿。
In actuality, what is happening is God is molding His instrument.
因为神看重工人过于看重工作。
Because God pays more attention to the person rather than the task.
3章11节一直到4章17节，我们看到摩西与神之间有5次的对话。
Throughout this passage, we see there are 5 different conversations with God.
上一次我们只能够有时间简单地讲到前面4项。
Last week, we can only mention superficially the first 4.
我们今天要看这五个对话。
Today, we'll spend some time on all 5.
请各位看第3章11节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
我们在这里看见摩西对神说，我是什么人？
Here, Moses said, Who am I?
Who am I? 我到底是谁？我在神面前，摩西有一个这样的一个问号，我到底算什么？
Moses here exclaims with a large question mark. Who am I? What am I counted for?
在圣经的启示，在我们每一个人的经历里面，我们都曾经这样看过我，看过我们自己。
And of course, this is an experience that we have all gone through.
我们在人生的阅历里面越久，我们越发现一件事情。
And the more we spend in this life, the more we discover.
最难克服的不是我们外面，最难克服的是我们里面。
The most difficult thing to overcome is not things from the outside, but things coming from within.
当人的脚踏上月球的时候，
When man landed on the moon,
哎呀，我们说我们人类的科技已经到了一个巅峰的状况。
We felt that the science and technology of man has reached a peak.
我们今天可以征服这个外太空 outer space.
Yes, indeed, we seem to be able to conquer outer space.
我记得那时候我在新加坡，我看见尼克森总统说了一句话。
I remember very vividly, at that time I was still in Singapore, and President Nixon said the following.
他说，虽然今天人可以征服外太空，但是他发现有一个没有办法一直到现在征服的，就是我们的内太空，我们的里面。
He mentioned how although we can conquer outer space, we are still struggling to conquer the inner space.
我们越来越发现，人真正的拦阻不是在外面，是在里面。
The true difficulties does not arise from outside, but from within.
马丁路德有一次有人家问他，你怕不怕罗马的教皇？
One time, Martin Luther was asked the question, "Are you afraid of the Pope?"
因为那个时候教皇用很多方式希望把这马丁路德请到罗马，那么要做什么，他当然是一个未知数。
Because at that time, the Pope was trying all kinds of ways to entice Martin Luther to go to Rome.
马丁路德说了一句很出名的话。
But Martin Luther answered,
他说我不怕罗马的教皇。
Said, I'm not afraid of the Pope in Rome.
但是我怕我心里面的教皇。
But I'm afraid of the Pope within.
我怕我里面的那一个力量超过外面对我带来的压迫威胁的力量。
I'm more afraid of the persecution that could come from within rather than from without.
弟兄姊妹，当摩西说这句话的时候，我是谁？我是什么人？是他在80岁的时候。
And when Moses said this, "Who am I?" he was already 80 years old.
我们已经讲过，再讲，他40岁的时候，他不可一世。
Of course, we mentioned this before. When he was 40 years old, he was very proud of himself.
40岁的时候，他初出茅庐，他说 "I am somebody." 我是一个很了不起的一个人。
When he was 40 years old, he wouldn't ask this question because he felt that he was somebody.
当他过了40年，到他80岁的时候，他突然整个人改变。 I'm nobody. 我是一个名不见经传的一个小人物。
And yet, after the passage of 40 years, he has changed completely around and said, Who am I?
弟兄姊妹，在这个地方我们看见神要摩西经历的一个经历是什么呢？给他经历一个哲学性的突破。
So here we see that God wanted Moses to have a breakthrough in his personal philosophy.
他，请注意弟兄姊妹，他要摩西再有把握地说 I am somebody.
God wanted Moses to be assured, to be able to say I am somebody.
在中国的这个基督教的信仰里面，
And in the Christian faith in China,
我们常常受一个特别的影响。
We were often influenced.
我们常常贬低自己的身价。
It's been our tradition to sort of put down ourselves.
看清人的价值。
We do not value the price of humans.
到底今天一个人在上帝面前是一个什么样的一个什么样的价值？
What is the value of humans before God?
我觉得今天太多时候我们把那个造作神形象造的人贬得过分的低。
I think the Chinese Christians have overly undervalued the value of humans before God.
今天我们在这个世界不能因着神的缘故做一个顶天立地的人。
That we do not dare to say we can change the world with God's help.
摩西到八十岁的时候他说 I'm nobody.
Just like Moses, when he was 80 years old, he would say, I am nobody.
神要摩西认清一件事情，你可以再说 I am somebody.
But God wanted Moses to understand that he could say, I am somebody.
因为当他说我到底是谁的时候，
Because when he asked, who am I?
神说我要与你同在。
God answered, I will be with you.
那个神同在的 somebody 跟没有神同在的 somebody 是不一样。
The somebody who has the presence of God with him is tremendously different from the somebody who does not have God.
一直到一个地步，那个摩西不只说 I am somebody， 他可以说 I am God's buddy， 他是跟神之间有密切关系的一个 somebody。
And from his ability to say I am somebody, Moses can progress to the point where he can say I am God's buddy.
这个我上个礼拜已经讲了不少。
I have mentioned this at length last week.
我觉得今天一个服侍主的人，今天一个属于主的人，要好好再一次来看我们的 self-esteem。
For a person who wants to serve God, for a minister, I believe we have to look into this question, our own self-esteem before God.
所以一个要服侍主的人，一个要做神忠心管家的人，第一，要对自我要肯定。
So one who wants to serve God, one who wants to be a faithful steward,has to reassure his position before God.
我们看十三节
,Verse 13.
摩西说如果他们问我我要对他们说什么呢
?If they ask me, what shall I tell them?
如果这些以色列人问我你来了你要讲一些什么我要讲些什么东西呢
?When I go to the Israelites and they ask me, what are you going to say? What shall I tell them?
第一个肯定是肯定摩西的自我。
The first assurance is for himself.
第二个肯定是肯定摩西的信息，或者是肯定摩西的信仰。
The second assurance has to do with Moses' message or his faith.
我们知道保罗他能够被主用。
The fact that Paul can be used by God.
因为他传道跟你我传道不一样。
It's because his preaching is different from ours.
因为他所传的他有把握。
What he preached, he is sure.
我常常在主的面前有这样的一个祷告。
And I often pray before God.
让每一个站在台上传信息的人，他所传的是他所确信的。
That all the persons who stand before the pulpit and preach, are preaching things that they truly believe in.
不只是他传他所信的，他也信他所传的。
Not only do they believe in what they preach,But they live it.
对一个侍奉主的人，对一个要做忠心管家的人，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is most important for those who want to serve him.
在美国有很出名的美国新闻记者，他也是个作者，他的名字叫 Vance Packard.
There was a very famous author and newspaper reporter.
他写了一本书叫 The Hidden Persuaders, 一个隐藏的说客。
He wrote that book.
那这本书呢，它里面主要的主题是讲什么？
What is the main theme in this book, The Hidden Persuader?
就今天这个时代，一些政客 一些思想家怎么样能够用一些潜意识的一种说服的力量来控制影响这个世界。
He was trying to expound on the theme of how present-day philosophers or thinkers or politicians are using all sorts of ways to influence the world.
请注意，他在书上有一个分析很有意思。
He had this tremendous insight and analysis.
他提到他的同胞就是美国人。
He mentioned how his own brethren, the Americans.
他说美国人是铁幕国家以外最容易受人操纵的人。
He said Americans are easily controlled.
除了铁幕国家的人以外
other than those under the Iron Curtain.
他说今天在美国活着的人最容易受这些大众传播那种 hidden persuaders 隐藏的说服的力量所影响所控制所牵引。
In particular, the Americans are strongly influenced by the media.
当我看到这句话的时候，真的使我好好去想。
And when I saw this, I thought about this.
因为我们今天都生活在美国。
Because we live in America.
我们都说我们有 individuality, 我们都有我们的个人的特点。
In America, we claim that we have individuality.
我们都觉得我们是 independent, 我们是独立的。
We feel that we are independent.
但是这本书却提醒我们，很多时候我们自以为很独立的人，却常常变成背着人牵着鼻子往前走的人。
But this book reminded me that although sometimes we feel that we are making independent choices, most of the time we are led by others.
为什么我们今天在信仰上不能忠心呢？
And this leads me to consider why is it that sometimes we cannot be faithful to what we believe?
为什么今天在侍奉上不能忠心呢？
Why is it that we cannot be faithful in our service?
因为我们很容易被一些声音，很容易被一些人物所牵引，所影响。
Because we are very easily influenced by what other people say or what other people do.
也证明一件事，今天全世界有许许多多基督教里面的异端是从美国开始的。
And it also led us to consider that many of these heresies today actually arise from America.
我们要特别谨慎，尤其是我们今天生活在美国的我们这一代。
For us living in America today, we have to be cautious.
我们以为我们在做一个自己做的决定。
We think that we are making independent choices.
但是我们却发现有一个很流行的字 manipulation. 我们已经被人所操纵，而我们不晓得。
But oftentimes we are being manipulated without even knowing.
从我们这些从台湾、香港、东南亚来的家庭，我们生活的形态，我们就可以证实这件事情。
And we can just look at the kind of lifestyle that we lead today. Those of us from Taiwan, Hong Kong, or from East Asia.
是不是在美国有一句很出名的一句话 ，coping with Joneses， 就是说什么事情都看 Joneses。
For example, the American says we compete against the Joneses or our neighbors.
求主帮助我们，让我们真是到了一个地步，让我们知道我们的信仰在我们的整个人生的价值观上面扮演一个什么样的角色。
So let's learn how our faith, the things that we believe in, can change our lives.
神说，我的名字叫做自由拥有的神。
But here God answered, I am.
因为他是那个不改变。
He does not change.
除了神以外，原谅我说一句主观的话，除了神以外，没有一样东西是不变。
Other than God, everything changes.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage. And sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.